light has gone out in the universe. Worlds annihilated. Lanterns, we face an unprecedented danger. An enemy powerful enough to destroy entire civilizations. To fight this enemy, the Ring chose a human. But I don't need to tell you your duty.
Your name?
Hal Jordan.
The Ring chose you.
Take it.
Speak the oath.
Speak the oath. Everybody knows the oath. I pledge allegiance to a lantern that I got from a dying purple alien.
Yeah, so they sat around the campfire talking about what you did to a nigger this week, brother. People will talk about the clan members too, whatever. I told Z whatever I was part of the clan at one point.
for a 24-hour trial period.
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't pass.
I told them they know how to party. They throw like great fires and stuff like that, whatever. And you know, we sit around the fire and they're like, "What'd you do to a nigger this week, brother?" And I was like, "Well," I talk just like that too. Whatever. I was like, "Well, I invited one of them niggers on a date." And they was like, "Oh no!" And I told, and then I told her, "You get your nigger ass out of my town." And they was like, "Oh, that's the greatest story ever, brother." That's so stupid. People want to throw back to
you. You reach for that one.
Episode 33. I'm the phenomenal one. Movie Sports Podcast.com. Of course.
This is Z from the FanCritic.com.
We're here to talk about the clan.
Somewhat.
You know what? The Green Lantern Corps is like the clan, you know? Yeah. They only like their own kind. You know, they don't really appreciate the other kinds of Lantern Corps out there, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. They stick to one color. They stick to one color.
Yeah.
They hate another color.
Instead of setting stuff with an orange, reddish fire, they got a greener fire. I don't know where I'm going with this, Z, so I'm just going to stop that right there.
I don't even know.
We're going to talk about Green Lantern, of course. DC's first, you can say DC's first property as far as going like, oh, they can make a Justice League movie now, whatever. And then you watch the movie, you go like, I don't see where that movie's going now.
It's true. You're like, yeah, I don't want them to make a Justice League movie.
Yeah, exactly, whatever. Because this was probably the first movie you see outside of the usual Batman, Superman movie. You're like, all right, we're expanding the characters now, just like Marvel's. We're expanding the characters. And then you watch this, you're like, I didn't learn a damn thing about this character at all.
I was watching it, I'm like, I don't remember when this movie came out.
Came out in 2010. I remember it came out right after First Class.
Well, it says 11.
Oh, it was 11, yeah.
But I'm like, because that's how I forgot. I mean, when I do the details of it, it's like, this made the studio no money.
It's like 2011 was probably it was a good year as far as big blockbusters.
Yeah. X-Men, yeah. Was Gary it Potter. Iron Man 2? Or was that 10?
Iron Man 2 came out in
10. But
2011 was... Planet of the Apes?
Yes. Very
good. Harry Potter?
Deathly Hallows Part 1? No, 2. Part 2.
Second one, yeah. So it had a lot of good big releases this year. So you was thinking, I was thinking in my head, like, oh, and Thor and Captain America?
The Help.
Yeah, I don't know about that now. But let's not
You said Captain America. Yeah, that was a good, it was a very superhero action-packed movie. You can even throw, I'm going to throw in I Am Number 4 because I had superhero tendencies.
Yeah, but that movie sucked.
It wasn't my favorite, but I didn't mind it. But
yeah, I did not like that movie. But yeah, you know, after seeing Captain America, Thor, and then X-Men First Class, I was like, okay, they didn't fuck up a superhero. I thought they was going to fuck up in Thor. And First Class, I was already sick of X-Men, and I was like, oh, they finally got it right. And I was on this superhero high saying, they can't fuck up Green Lantern now. Green Lantern's going to be so good, whatever. Green Lantern's like one of my favorite superheroes, too, at that. Whatever.
Yeah.
So I walked in that theater, which, by the way, there's a lot of black people in that theater, too. I was just like, oh, I'm shocked by
this. Why? There's no black people in the movie.
Yeah, well, that's true, whatever. I had my ring on, I had my shirt on, I was like the damn near the Green Lantern Corps in that fucking theater, our hands rose and shit when this movie started, or whatever, and then about 20 minutes in, I found myself sleeping. I was like, why? Why am I sleeping? I love Green Lantern.
This does have that effect on you.
Yeah, that's once again one of the main problems with DC, is they don't know how to have fun. like their superhero movies.
This was their I mean, everything with, you know, you had Captain America. This is the, like, the most out there of superheroes. Like, you got different, I mean, you could say the same thing with Thor, but this is the one that's actually, like, different planets and alien beings or whatever they are.
I personally think Thor is harder to do than Green Lantern because the source material of Thor isn't that good.
Well, why do people always say that Green Lantern's black?
He is. There's a black. There's multiple. There's a Kyle Regner. There's a John Stewart. I mean, there's even in the New 52. There's a guy with a rail gun that kind of looks like The Rock. I mean, there's a blood. I will say this about this. Hal Jordan Green Lantern is better in the comic books, and the black one the green one is better on screen.
Okay.
Because the black one got introduced in, obviously in the comic books, but as far as screen, he got introduced in the Justice League cartoon, animated cartoon, or whatever, and he's fucking great in that or whatever, and everything that we've seen in that, he's been black or whatever since, and we've come to an understanding that the black one is better on screen,
well,
and Hal Jordan is just better in the books.
Well, obviously, just, you know, they casted Ryan Reynolds, and they only had, like, Chris Pine, Sam Worthington, Bradley Cooper, Timberlake, they were all contenders for Green Lantern.
Oh, my fucking God.
They were all contenders, so they weren't gonna go the black route. Cause I don't think American can handle a black superhero.
Well, you know, I would prefer personally. I know a lot of people are like, "Oh, they should have did this." It's like, yeah, shut the fuck up. You know, I think personally they went the right route of doing Hal Jordan, because Hal Jordan was the first Green Lantern or whatever. He's the first one. Whatever. He's the first human one too. Back then, so if you're trying to do an origin one, you start off with the one you know first, right?
Yeah,
so,
true, true.
Now that they got this one out the way, if they want to do the black one, then go ahead or whatever. But, you know, I mean, if people's giving those intuitions of saying, oh, they should have did this one first. It's like, no, they did it right by going with the Hal Jordan version first, because that's what the people are most used to. I mean, the kids mm-hmm. today know more of the black one because of, obviously, of the animated show and all that, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think Jon Stewart personally is that interesting in the books. He is better on screen.
But, Do you think Green Lantern could be in the same category as Punisher, that they really don't know what to do with it?
The funny thing is, you say that about Green Lantern. I say that about all the DC characters, to be honest. I don't think they know what to do with any of them.
Well, except Batman. They actually did that somewhat interesting.
Yeah, they did it interesting. I mean, there's different routes you can take with Batman or whatever, for the simple fact that, you know, he doesn't really have powers and you don't have to formulate him with the rest of these heroes and stuff like that. You can either, I mean, we've seen different versions of them. We've seen the goth style kind of them, to the cartoony kind, to the more serious tone kind. So yeah, there's obviously different tones with Batman, but after watching Man of Steel, Superman Returns, Green Lantern, and some shit, whatever, you kind of like, yeah, I don't think they know what to do. Or even just hearing the news about what they want to do with Wonder Woman now, I'm like, I don't think they know what they want to do with these characters.
That's why I think Marvel, I think they're just like, they know their comics.
And honestly, they know their comics, they got the consultants right on it, and they also remember that it's a superhero blockbuster film, let's have fun.
Yeah, they want to, I mean, it seems like DC wants to try to win an Oscar.
Exactly, yeah, it's like, you ain't gonna win no fucking Oscar.
I mean, Batman, I mean, Heath Ledger is the only comic book character that won a, or the comic book actor that won in a movie, and that was, I think, just because he died.
Yeah,
and that's the only time it's going to happen. If Downey Jr. can get nominated for any of the Iron Mans, yeah.
And that goes to tell you a lot right there. If fucking Dark Knight couldn't get nominated, well, then what the hell do you think you have a chance?
And that was with when they had that was when they had 10 choices.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that was a good ass year too.
It was never. It's never gonna happen. I mean, that's all they are. I mean, they're all for money. That's other blockbusters, like you said, summer blockbusters.
They're recognizable films, or whatever, as far as financial success and stuff like that, and as far as what people want to see and stuff. But they're never gonna be an award. The biggest award they'll get is a People's Choice Award.
Exactly.
Like Iron Man 3 just won.
Or an MTV Award.
Do they get nominated at MTV? Because I've saw their last two MTV awards, and I never saw. I didn't see one superhero movie in them. So I was just like, do they even nominate?
I think Avengers got Best Picture. I think.
Avengers was nominated, but I think something else won or whatever. Because it's always like a teen fantasy that always wins.
Well, it was always Twilight for like ever.
Twilight won like four in a row or something like that.
Let me pick this up. Avengers did win. Avengers and Dark Knight were both nominated. Dark Knight Rises and Avengers won best movie of the year. So, I
Must
mean,
have been a Twilight movie missing that year.
yeah,
No, I'm just playing.
Twilight wasn't even nominated. No, that was the light Breaking Dawn Part 2, so it wasn't even
Yeah.
nominated.
That was when that piece of shit came out
But yeah, I mean DC, I think they're just trying to go like a serious like route. Like they're like, oh, maybe all these people have seen all these blockbuster action fun movies. Let's take a serious.
and I can see that. It's like, oh, let's keep away from Marvel as far as like let's not try to copy their format or whatever. Let's try
Yeah,
something
I can
different.
see that. I can see that.
I understand that, but at the same time, is they don't have a grasp of what these characters stand for. I think that they go into these things saying, "Well, since we're making it serious, we have to make it realistic. And by making it realistic, we have to switch the character's traits around and move certain things around that doesn't make that character." I don't care if you think that the movie is good, or as far as like, oh, let's say like Amazing Spider-Man, you think it's good or whatever. I don't give a shit what nobody says. That character was switched around so much that they don't even represent Peter Parker no more, or whatever. So they
No.
clearly just forgot. Clearly forgot, like, what makes that character. And that's the worst thing you can do to a superhero's,
Yeah.
just switch his whole motivation of why he does what he does up, whatever. And to make it worse, it's like, I don't really like what they did with Hal Jordan in this one. I was like, oh, okay, well.
Maybe it's just the Marvel characters, they know what, I mean, maybe it's just DC characters they don't know what to do with. Like you said, 'cause
Yeah.
Spider-Man, the original three, they actually did it right.
Well, because they knew with Peter Parker, whether you like the movies or not, that is Peter Parker. If you
Yeah.
don't like it, then that you just don't like the character, then whatever. Because that is like straight off the books. Like that is like bar none the best comparison to Parker or whatever. You
Yeah.
see, Amazing Spider-Man, that has nothing to do with Peter Parker whatsoever. Whatever.
And Amazing Spider-Man was not that good.
No, it was more of like a that was they. Because I know they wanted to do the realistic tone with it, whatever, and they try to, oh, one thing I hate about that is like, oh, well, kids are douchebags, so let's make him a douche. I'm like, no, not all kids are douchebags, though, because parents be beating that ass nowadays, you know? It's
Yeah.
almost a stereotype I'm starting to hate now. Let's make it realistic by making the kid a douchebag. It was like, I wasn't a douchebag when I was a kid, because my mom was beating my ass left and right, so
Do you
I'm a douchebag
remember
now.
the last superhero movie that completely bombed?
It was Green Lantern.
Well, it made some money back, but I'm talking like did not even make its budget.
Yeah, Green Lantern. And then it because it had like a 200 and something million, $250 million budget. It only made like 80 million here or something like that.
But budget was 200 million. Box office worldwide was 219. So it already made the studio 19 million.
It's funny because it's actually 225, whatever, because they put $25 million into marketing, so they needed to make over
Oh,
like
I thought it
200.
was the 25 million for the CGI mask.
Well, no, they took that mask away, remember, and they cut down. That just goes to show you the kind of market, the gimmicks they have at DC. It's like, oh, let's put this much money into the mask. It's like, what? Are you stupid? Who's running things here?
Who is running DC's movies?
Warner Brothers.
Oh, God.
Looking for dollar signs right now. They're not looking for getting characters right or anything like that. The only thing they see is dollar signs and competition, and if they can beat it, I mean, granted, as shitty as Man of Steel was, and it made over $500 million or something like that, whatever, they were disappointed with that.
What, they want billions?
They wanted to beat Iron Man 3.
Well, Hunger Games just beat Iron Man 3.
It's like Man of Steel. It's the first movie, first of all. It's a Superman movie at that. If Batman couldn't beat Iron Man, what the hell make you think Superman was? Come on now.
I mean,
What you
what are they
mean?
expecting? Tight fucking Avatar Titanic numbers?
It probably so. You know how Warner Brothers goes or whatever. Another thing about a comparison of DC to Marvel or whatever is DC spends a shitload of fucking money on their movies. Their all their movies or whatever, as far as the other heroes, are over like 200 million.
Do you even care to think what the budget will be for Batman versus Superman?
They said it was going to be under. It was going to be 115.
No way. No way.
I highly doubt that
Nope.
personally.
Not with Affleck's salary, no way.
Affleck said he'd do it for cheap.
Oh, did
I don't
he?
think Affleck has a salary. I don't think he really cares. I think
That's
it's other
true.
people though. How many people they're introducing in this movie or whatever? Come on now.
Well, there's talk
All the
about
shit they're
putting Green Lantern in it.
exactly whatever. All the shit they have going on in this movie or whatever, I highly doubt that the movie's gonna be under $100 and something million, whatever.
If Green Lantern's in it, they
A lot
should
of the
just.
Marvel movies are all at $150 million at the budget, whatever. The only biggest one that went over 200 was the Avengers, and it didn't even cost as much as Man of Steel did.
Yeah, Avengers is so much better.
How the fuck is the Avengers cheaper than Man of Steel? That doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah, it's true. That doesn't make sense.
Superman Returns cost 250.
And I don't know why, but
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Why the hell did that cost 250?
that's a damn good question.
No effects in that motherfucking movie at all.
Was Kevin Spacey that expensive?
I guess so. Because damn sure wasn't Brandon Ralph.
No, because he doesn't have a career anymore.
He has Dylan Dog.
Yeah, people don't know that movie. I think they went. I think that was in theaters on Friday and DVD release on Saturday.
Sunday. Okay, yeah, extra day there. Okay.
Oh, okay, they gave. I think they. Okay, they gave him one full weekend to make like $50.
Let's see the box office weekend first, or whatever, before we release it.
That movie was terrible.
It was terrible.
We gotta do that. We gotta do that.
Let's do Dylan Dog too. Guilty pleasure movies. I mean, just watch them. Laughed at. I just laughed at. I was like, man, did anybody think this was gonna succeed? Like, seriously.
But we're not talking about Dylan Dog's jokeness of a movie.
Don't forget about Watchmen as well. That cost over 200 million as well.
That one did have a lot of special effects, though.
But once again, you know what? It didn't cost 200 million. I think it was like 140 or some 130 or some shit like that. I don't know. I don't
So
think it
you
cost
think DC? I'm trying to think. Like, do you think DC spends the most on their movies? Like, oh, in all of all movies?
Like, not just Marvel, just every movie.
Yeah, every movie. You think DC comes? I'm trying to think what movie had like the biggest budget of all time.
I can't remember what movie had. I don't know what movie had the biggest budget of all time, to be honest, whatever. I haven't think about it really.
Oh, I
You
got
would think
it.
something like the Avengers would have the biggest budget of all
It's
time, but
Pirates of the Caribbean at World End.
really?
300 million.
I'm shocked because it's not like really. I mean, there's effects going on in it, but it's not like, shit blowing up or whatever, anything like that. I guess the makeup on the bad guys and shit, that probably cost a lot of money or whatever. That shit did look realistic, kind of. So maybe they spent. So yeah.
Tangled was two.
Tangled, how much that cost?
260.
Yeah, well, Disney can spend money on their fucking animation movies,
Yeah,
and they
that's why
have.
they're pretty much that's pretty much their set for everything. So you got Lucasfilms and fucking Marvel.
Yeah,
They
exactly.
don't need to
Whatever.
do anything.
All I gotta do is sell a property and they'll be good, whatever. Fucking Buena Vista brought in how much the last year, whatever? I mean, Disney just hit a fucking record of hitting over a couple of $1 billion in 1 year, whatever. So, I mean, they hit records every year. So I highly doubt that Disney spending money is gonna be any problem with that. Well, as far as DC spending too much money, if you're gonna compare it to another superhero franchise as Marvel or whatever, then I think they do. If something like Thor or Captain America or something like that can cost like 150, 170 at least, whatever. Not even nowhere near the $200 million budget, and they spend like 200 million on shit like Man of Steel and Superman Returns. Yeah, I think they do spend a little too much. Sometimes they probably need someone to tell them you need to cut back on that.
Spider-Man 3 was the most expensive superhero film with 258.
For Marvel,
Yeah.
yeah, I would
Well,
assume
who
that.
Sony?
Yeah, I would assume for Marvel, period. To be honest, I
Mar
would assume.
Marvel character, yeah.
Yeah, I would assume. Period. Yeah,
And then
which fine
Dark.
once again because it's a for the third movie you can go ahead and spend that much money
Yeah,
because
that's why
your first two
Dark Knight Rises cost 230.
yeah because your first two movies cost a lot of money and they made a shitload of money back whatever so the third movie I don't have a problem with the first movie I think you should be worried about that a little bit.
They actually did, if I remember correctly, they didn't do much. I don't think it spent that much. The first Super Spider-Man.
For which one?
The very first Spider-Man, Of the original three, I don't think it spent much because it was the first one. They're probably like, I bet you the studio was like, I don't know.
I don't think they were, because Spider-Man, everybody knows Spider-Man. That's like one superhero that no matter what he does, whatever, people are going to go out to see that character. Like, I can see why Sony doesn't want to get rid of that character. Why would they? Because no matter what it does, whatever shit, people's going to go out to see it. And they spent like $140 million, $140 on it. So, I mean, that's actually the average amount. Why would you spend on it? It made like $821 million worldwide.
Yeah. But let's talk about one that people know about, but not as popular.
Yeah, at least not with the general audiences or whatever. It's just more of the comic book guys, whatever, and stuff, and the people that watch the animated shows and shit.
You know, watching this, this movie felt like so rushed. But I think, you know, because we already talked about 2011. Do you think they just threw this in there to get it done because of X-Men and Thor and Captain America?
I personally don't know what they were thinking of, because there was no talks of Justice League even happening at the time or whatever. There was no talks of anything like that. So I don't know what they were. I don't think it felt rushed, personally.
It just felt
out of place.
Yeah. Because Marvel's already making a name for himself, and DC's like, well, we gotta do something. Let's just do a Green Lantern movie.
Well, people will love to see that, especially after The Dark Knight, and then The Dark Knight Rises comes out the year after. I mean, they'll be pumped for this, right? You know, we'll give them a little nudge real quick, whatever, not knowing that the two movies don't have a damn thing to do with each other.
Yeah.
Like, oh, but people will automatically know that, though. No, they won't.
No, they won't. They won't.
A lot of plot synopsis here.
Green Lantern, directed by Martin Campbell, starring Ryan Reynolds, Blake Lively, Peter Skarsgård, Mark Strong, Angela Bassett, who I have no idea why she was in this movie.
She had to play a nurse, or a doctor, or whatever the fuck she was. Scientist, yeah.
Tim Robbins, budget's $200 million, box office $219 million. Pretty much it's about, Green Lantern Corps, Guardians of the Universe, what they say, protecting that they imprisoned a former Guardian after getting his fear taken away from him and turning bad, but he's unleashed.
Taken away from him,
then he's unleashed.
Why would they imprison something like that?
Yeah.
You have to kill that. which, by the way, they fucked up Parallax's origin story so much, it doesn't follow nowhere near the comic books. Parallax was first introduced in Green Lantern 3, if I'm not mistaken, back in 93, if I'm not mistaken as well, whatever. And, he had nothing to do with taking over a certain Guardian or whatever, or a Guardian who embraced fear or anything like that, whatever. He actually was captured into the Central Power Core battery of the Green Lantern on Oa, on the actual planet, and he absorbed Hal Jordan.
Oh.
Which you can see, obviously, this is already a better story.
Yeah. But pretty much, he gets free, and Abinsur...
To free him.
three lanterns. Fears, that's all it took to free him.
I think it was just regular people.
Was it?
Yeah, I think it was just regular, because they wasn't blowing, they didn't run anything like that. I think it was just regular-ass, just space people, just...
When he took their fear, I'm thinking Shang Tsung from Mortal Kombat. Flawless victory.
Probably was Shang Tsung. Shang Tsung made a remake. He came back. He should have said, Mortal Kombat.
And then the guy that, then the lantern in prison, Abinsur.
Abinsur was a pimp. Badass.
He goes to Earth after, and he dies and gives the ring to Hal Jordan, a cocky fighter pilot.
Yeah, that's pretty much something of it, whatever. I mean, you know, I've heard interviews where Ryan Reynolds saying, I have no intentions of going, because they were asking him interviews, if they get this Justice League movie off the road, would you be coming back as Green Lantern? He's like, I have no intention to be Green Lantern. I'm just like, they don't even want you back.
Bullshit. What has he got doing in his career? Well, he is married to Blake Lively, and I give that man props.
To tell me if, okay, because personally I'm going to say I don't think Ryan Reynolds was casted wrong. I think he fit the Hal Jordan character probably right. I think it's more of the script, what they gave him to do and say whatever was bad. Whatever. I don't think he was a bad Green Lantern. I don't want to give him shit about it. But for him to come and say, like, oh, I would never do that again because, you know, I think he's full of shit.
Bullshit. If Affleck can step down from where, what, you know, for Argo and shit, and go do Batman? Yeah, I think Ryan Reynolds can, like, sit up and do a fucking Green Lantern movie.
If Ben Affleck was to call him right now, whatever, and be like, "Hey, we're doing this Justice League movie. I'm pretty much a consultant on this. I'm doing this. I want you to come back as Green Lantern." If he told, if he was to say, "Oh yeah, I would turn that down," I would be. I'd say in that interview, "Bullshit, bull fucking shit, brother." If that movie's gonna be bad or not or whatever, that movie's gonna make money, and you know damn well you could use that right now in your career.
I mean, what's he got going? A Van Wilder 3?
Turbo.
Turbo. Croods.
If he's so, because he really wants to get this Deadpool movie off the ground, I'm just like, why would you take your chances with a character that, you know, that probably isn't going to get green light because the studio don't really care about the character or whatever, but you're really pushing this budget and all that on this movie, whatever, knowing that maybe not a lot of people are going to go out to see it except for the fans of that character, but you turn down the Justice League for that? I'm like, now I know you're full of shit, Ryan Reynolds.
And I don't mind Ryan Reynolds as an actor. I like him in his comedy stuff, like Waiting and stuff.
I'm starting not to like the guy a little bit.
He is. It's just, it's like Will Ferrell. It's like the same character.
Yeah.
He plays. I mean, one, look at him and then look at Blake Lively. And are you really supposed to believe that they're fighter pilots?
That's one thing, too. Aren't they dating in real life? Because I didn't
They're
believe that.
married.
Yeah, I know. They're married. Okay, they're married. I didn't
Yeah.
believe that one time in this movie that they were interested in each other.
No.
I
Not
was
even
just like, hey.
when she found out he was Green Lantern. And how in
Which
the
I gotta admit, that was pretty funny that she noticed that right there. I'm just like, yeah, how could you not? Well, I like when they explain that, like, oh, your mask appears just to conceal your identity. I'm like, seriously? Are we still living in this time? We're still living in this time where we're supposed to believe these little ass masks are.
if it works, if it works in Superman for glasses, come on.
I can see. When you say before the movie comes out, we're trying to make a movie more, a superhero movie more realistic and shit, then you gotta take out the comic book cartoonish shit of it then or whatever to say, make it sound realistic. The fact that the son of a bitch can put glasses on and nobody notices him when you're like, okay, come on now. I'm gonna criticize that now because you told me this was serious. This is away from the comic book now, whatever. But if they can't notice that, then obviously everybody here is idiots. The fact that he puts his little mask on and standing in front of people he work with at that party and shit like that, and nobody notices him. They got him on camera and everything, and nobody knows that's Green. That's Hal Jordan. I'm like, these people are idiots.
And then she's like, "You." She even says it funny. She's like, "You wouldn't know why I recognize with you because your cheekbones are covered."
Yeah, exactly.
He even disguised his voice. Did you know that?
Yeah, he tried to be Batman. I just wanted to check on you to see how you were doing after saving. So how? That's probably the best. Like, I'm about 50-50 on this movie.
Are you?
I think they got some parts right of Green Lantern or whatever as far as what they could do with it. And I think they completely dropped the ball when they dropped the ball.
They drop the ball. It's kind of ridiculous because when Hector's father, when he crashes the helicopter, and what's Hal Jordan do? Puts him on a fucking racetrack.
See, this goes back to that part where Sinestro was setting up that I don't believe that a human can be a Green Lantern or whatever. They go into deeper in that in the books and the animated movies and stuff like that, or whatever. It's like I don't believe a human can be that because their minds are too young, they're feeble, they don't, their constructs are weak, whatever. They think of the most simplest things. I mean, even when he was fighting Sinestro, he pulls out a sword and Sinestro just laughs at him and go like, "How human?" or
Yeah,
whatever, you know.
why?
It's like they haven't seen millions of galaxies or anything like that, so they don't know no better or whatever to think of anything better. And like you said, the best he could, I kind of don't fault that as much as a lot of people do is him bring up the racetrack or whatever, because once again, he's a human. He doesn't know anything else or whatever. It's just simple-minded for him.
Yeah, because I mean, I think some of the stuff that they threw out there with the ring for like to save people, like I think the doctor, I don't know if she died or not. Did she die or she get saved? Did she get saved?
The Angela Bassett?
Yeah.
Yeah, she died.
She died because I remember she fell into like a water and then the water took her away.
You know what? Green Lantern doesn't like saving people.
He's fucking Batman, man.
It's like three people died in this movie in front of him. I'm just like, damn, dude, come on.
But I think they just wanted to make it cartoony with the ring to do all the stupid things.
Yeah, something, because you know they all those constructs he made, they sold those as toys.
The racetrack and everything.
Yeah, they sold all that as toys, or whatever. Even Subway was selling that shit as toys, or whatever.
Like even when he was fighting Parallax in the city, was it New York?
You know, DC doesn't have New York and shit like that. They got like their own made-up cities.
Okay. Oh, it's Costa City, I think. I think that's the fictional town for Green Lantern. But when he throws a gas truck at Parallax, and what's he do? Makes this big fucking machine gun. I'm like, really? That's what you're going for?
Well, once again, I'll defend him by saying, you know, he's human. I mean, what would you make?
A rocket launcher.
See, it's like, the bigger the better.
You gotta dream a little bigger, darling.
You know who would make the best Green Lantern? Michael Bay. You know how to blow a motherfucker up.
well, he would need a teleprompter, wouldn't he?
I don't think anyone can outdo a Michael Bay Green Lantern, alright? I'll tell you that right now. Michael Bay would be like, I gotta kill who? They'd be like, but I think you're gonna... He'll be like, Michael, where'd he go? He's already... He's in the air flying. Yeah! he would find a way to turn the American flag into a rocket launcher.
Can you imagine Michael Bay doing a superhero movie?
Can I imagine it? Yeah, I can see it. I'm surprised it hasn't gotten to that yet. I mean,
I think Bad Boys was the closest one.
Who was?
Bad Boys.
Bad Boys. Might as well be.
It's close to it. But
what else did Michael Bay do as a superhero? Well, that's a good one.
Silver Surfer.
No, I don't think he would understand that or whatever. He would have to do. I wonder what he would do with Aquaman. No, I'm just playing. Aquaman doesn't have enough explosion.
Flash?
No, not enough explosion.
Then. Well, he can make
actually,
him.
You know what, Flash? You know what? He might get them cartoony ass villains right. So never mind.
He might. If Flash runs, he'll make probably like he runs on the street. The street pretty much collapses or something.
Flash got some shitty ass villains or whatever and shit. So I wouldn't be shocked or whatever. You know, Michael Bay doesn't know how to write characters, so I'm sure he would bring out those characters straightforward and or whatever. But Michael Bay would make a great Green Lantern because he would know how to blow some shit up, though.
Yeah.
Parallax would be no match for Michael Bay, but Parallax would be running for Michael Bay.
Exactly.
This motherfucker's crazy.
You know who the voice of Parallax was?
Whatever.
You know who the voice of Parallax was?
I'm sorry, I can't get over that. Michael Bay is Green Lantern. what's his name?
Barbossa.
Clancy Brown, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, I was thinking of Barbossa's the voice of the beak bird lantern, whatever the fuck that was. Yeah, it was Clancy Brown.
Oh, you think about Tom Moray.
Yeah.
Tom Moray is voiced by Jeffrey Rush.
Yeah, and Michael Clark Duncan did the Kilrog.
Kilrog's badass, yeah.
He was the only black guy in this movie.
As a Green Lantern. Well, that we know of, whatever. I will say, that part where Hal Jordan lands in the Green Lantern Corps when Tom Moray takes him to that when Sinestro's giving that speech, I think they got the look of everything down. And I will say, I said it in my review of Man of Steel, I'll say it again, I think the special effects in Green Lantern look better than Man of Steel.
The special effects were good. How they made Oa, that was really cool. How they did, I'm not, you know, they did very good special effects, it's just like, I agree with you that the script was just shitty.
It was boring, too.
And, I mean, like you said, I can kind of see Ryan Reynolds as a superhero. Like, he does have the... He could be like a version of Iron Man, a cheap version.
I don't know about that part.
I said a cheap version.
Green Lantern. I didn't say a superhero.
But he has the tendencies. He has the look to be a superhero. I just don't think he's a good enough actor to be a superhero.
No, I don't think he's a good enough actor to balance out someone as an Iron Man. He's decent as a Green Lantern. I ain't gonna go that far as calling him Iron Man or anything.
I said
like
a
that,
cheap version of Iron Man.
Yeah. Weakest version. That'd be a fucking hard to fucking nominate or whatever there because he doesn't know how to be a likable asshole. Whenever he plays an asshole, he's just an asshole. You don't really care.
Yeah. And
I think his best work, honestly, that I've seen to date was in Ted when he had no lines at all.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, he sold that part so realistically there to me or whatever. I was like, I believed it too, whatever. I was like, wow, he has no lines. He's great in it. I think, personally, I think Ryan Reynolds is not a good leading man. I think he's better as a background character and a side partner.
Without lines.
Well, he didn't. I've seen him in movies now or whatever recently where he's just a co-star or something like that where he was decent in them. He's actually pretty good in them or whatever. And then when I see him as the main star of a movie, such as RIPD, Turbo, whatever, I don't like him. He's not a leading man at all.
Yeah. I mean, I don't...
I think he might do better, personally. I think he would do better in a Justice League movie than his own solo Green Lantern movie, working around with Ben Affleck and the rest of them or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, his best movie of, you know, his whole career is Buried, but in my opinion. But he's done some good things. I mean, Smoking Aces, he was a decent character because that's a decent movie.
He's all right.
And the Brit Blade, I actually liked his character, even though
A
they,
lot of people like this character in Blade.
huh?
A lot of people like this character
Even
in
though
Blade.
they kind of went away from Blade way
Yeah,
too
I think that was the
much.
worst one, pretty much.
They went away, but I don't mind him. It's just I maybe you're right. Maybe he just isn't a lead guy.
Yeah, because you say you like him in Blade. I hear a lot of people like him in Blade, but a lot of people said that movie was shit. That's because he was a side character.
And in Wolverine, I didn't mind him.
He was a side character, once again,
Exactly.
whatever.
Yeah, but like his comedy stuff, comedy movies like Waiting and stuff like that, fine. That's fine. It's not, those movies aren't going to make $300 million, Stuff like this is gonna supposed to make $300 million.
Well, they at least they were thinking.
Yeah. And then you got the other characters, Blake Lively. She's hot
Served no
as
purpose.
fuck, but
Yeah, she served no purpose whatsoever. Her
I
name
didn't
was.
buy her character one bit.
I wonder if Scarlett Johansson calls up Ryan Reynolds, like, "How's your career going?
Well,
How's that Green Lantern thing working out, baby?"
yes. I'm just filming Avengers 2. Don't worry
Yeah,
about
exactly. I'm just, just hanging out with Captain America right now. He let me hold a shield, by the way. By the way, did I mention that I was gonna be in like not only the Avengers, but like, I was in Iron Man 2, Captain America 2, and I might be making some appearances on TV shows. Well, did I tell you about that?
She could have her own movie.
Yeah, exactly. They're even in talks of doing my own spin-off or whatever on the Netflix thing or whatever. I mean, did you hear about my superhero career? Yeah, I didn't think so.
Oh, did you? She's like, yeah. Did you know I might be in the best movie of the year too, just by voice?
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
I
yeah,
did.
just my voice.
I did that. I did that while I was filming Captain America during my breaks.
Did it on my lunch breaks that they gave me, how'd you work? Oh, yeah, that's right. You're doing a movie about a snail? Oh, okay. What's the other one you do? Men in Black with Jeff Bridges? Oh, yeah, because people really want to see that. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, alrighty then. Good talking to you, Ryan. Goodbye.
Have fun with Blake. Click. What do you think of Hector?
The funniest thing in this fucking movie, I was like, this dude does not fit this movie. Like, he is there for comedic relief, none too late. He has to be, because every time, every time, I was, when I saw this in theater, I was pumped, but I fell asleep so many times, whatever. I was like, this can't be happening. I'm bored, whatever. But every time Peter Sarsgaard came on, was Hector Hammond, I was laughing at some of the shit. Just the way he delivered his dialogue, I was just like, so one minute he'd be like, "Hi, Hal."
Yeah, when they're on the ground, he says, "Run," to his dad and Angela Bassett.
Yeah, and it was funny because he was just like, "Hal, you've grown up. It's how the world can change a person."
This is when he had like mutation form. He was mutated or something like that. What was he? He just had some of the yellow fear on him or whatever it was, right?
Man, his motivation was the weakest. That was some weak shit, though. Like, with they chart, because I own the Blu-ray, obviously, whatever. Because once again, Green Lantern is my favorite hero. It's the only Green Lantern that's ever gonna get made, probably in my lifetime. Because I don't think they're gonna make one new one
Yeah,
anytime soon.
I watched the unrated cut or
Yeah.
on Blu-ray, 'cause I got it on Blu-ray too.
The extended commentaries right now, it's only an extended, like, only just like little scenes at the beginning where, like, you see them as kids and Hector's. In the original one, you don't see that, whatever. So, when I got on the first one, I was just like, so they were kids? They grew up together? Well, I would never fucking know that in this movie, or whatever. And then when I saw the extended cut, I was just like, they had that one scene cut out. I was like, are you serious? I was like, I still wouldn't have known they were fucking friends. I was like, come on now.
Yeah, and
And you see that Hector Hammond. I'm guessing he has an attraction to Carol Ferris, Blake Lively's character. I'm just like, they sure did do that pretty weak. I was like, and then him and his father, and I was just like, he doesn't really seem like that bad of a dad. I mean, he got this position to check out this alien, and you just like, there's other scientists here that you need to work with. I'm just like, why don't you shut the fuck up and just take it? I was like, that sounds good to me, shit.
yeah, I mean. They actually made like his dad like a bad guy,
And
and
he's not.
you don't see it.
No. I never once saw his father, like, being, like, this horrible dictator or anything like that, whatever. Matter of fact, If he was a horrible father, he wouldn't have got him that position to do what he did with the alien or anything like that. He told him, wow, what the fuck, I'm not never going to give you something like that. But instead, they give Hector Hammond, like, there's other people who could have did this, whatever. I'm just like, that's kind of weak right there. I can't believe they set this up. I mean, he even still even acknowledges his son by calling him and shit like that. I'm just like, he pretty much just calls him an idiot because he is kind of an idiot.
Yeah, and, you know, and at the party, he's just, like, telling Blake about the experiment on aliens, and the dad comes out of nowhere and trying to, you know, rebut his story.
And it's funny because he didn't even, like go off on him either. He just, like, kind of played off, like, oh, son makes up crazy stories with his books. Mm-hmm. Now, granted, his head, he was saying, God damn, he can never keep his mouth shut. Which, and personally, it's true. Couldn't keep his mouth shut.
Yeah. Because isn't that national secrecy?
Exactly. It's like, oh, just going around parties, blabbing aliens around now. Huh? You just, what part of keep your fucking mouth shut didn't you understand? That's why we put you on this, because we thought you can keep your fucking mouth shut. Obviously, yeah. I thought there was no character development in this movie whatsoever. I thought that everybody's motivation here was weak. I don't even know why Blake Lively's character was in here.
Well, you got to have a love interest.
That's another reason. I'm getting so sick and tired of that shit. It's like, yeah, you got to have a... Well, Carol, obviously, that is a character from Green Lantern, but personally, she did nothing. Like, the Carol I know is a badass or whatever, and later becomes Star Sapphire or whatever, like one of the Green Lanterns, I guess, kind of anti-hero type thing, kind of like a Catwoman type deal, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't see Blake Lively taking on that role at all.
And the only thing she did was what? Shoot rockets at Parallax?
Whatever.
That's the only thing she did was shoot rockets at Parallax.
Yeah, I saw that. I was just like, even that was weak. I was like, this whole movie is just like weak. What they got these people in here doing? And you know what? When I saw this movie, I was like, this feel like this was made for TV.
Like an HBO movie.
This looked like some TV series shit that should have been broke down in 30 minutes each or whatever and shit. And then I was like, I was wondering why it does feel like that. And then I looked it up. All the writers here are TV writers.
Oh yeah, that's a big difference.
And then I looked at some of the shit they worked on, and I looked at it, and I was like, oh, these people worked on Arrow and Smallville. And I was like, I hate both of those fucking shows. They figured, hey, we got some DC writers here. I mean, they worked on TV shows for the CW, right? This movie should work out fine. It's like, no, it's not the same thing. First of all, those shows are horrible. They have nothing to do with those heroes, whatever. And when I saw their writing, I was like, yeah, this is a bad track record here, whatever. I mean, they pretty much do CW work and shit. And I was just like, yeah, that's where the problem lies. That it's the writing.
Yeah, and I know going, you know, since you are a fan of Green Lantern and Sinestro, you can tell just by looking at him that he's gonna be bad one day. Because one, he looks like a fucking devil.
I thought, as far as why I don't want to see a remake, and I think they should just continue with this franchise instead, whatever, is because they got Sinestro as Mark Strong. I think that was, like, perfect casting.
Oh, I love Mark Strong. I love Mark Strong.
Mark Strong sold this as Sinestro. He had the look down. He had everything. I was just like, man, I believe him. He makes a badass Sinestro. Only problem is, he was on screen 3 fucking times.
Yeah. Let's see. The first time is meeting Hal Jordan. Then,
why they only have him on screen for 3 times when Sinestro plays a huge part in the Green Lantern origin story of what happens here and there or whatever. And I was looking at this, I was like, and then with the ending, what they do with him, I was like, that didn't even make any sense. They don't even justify, like, once again, another character here that did not have a righteous purpose of what he had to do, whatever. I was like, that's not even the reason why he put that on or whatever. Because go ahead and get to it. Because at the end of the movie, they forged a yellow ring or whatever and shit, and the Guardians are holding it because they didn't need it after all, how Jordan killed Parallax, whatever. And at the end of the movie, after the credits, he puts on the ring, whatever. And I was like, they never once in this movie associated Mark Strong's character by either turning to that side or needing to use that or anything like that at all, whatever. Matter of fact, at the end of the movie, he was embracing Hal Jordan.
Yeah, so why would he put the ring on?
Exactly, whatever. So I was just like, he was calling him his brother and everything. He was proud of him. He even saved him. I was just like, okay, maybe they're going a different route with Sinestro. And then when you see the ending, you're just like, that don't even make any fucking sense. I mean, look cool. Don't get me wrong. I was like excited. I was like, oh, I was like, yeah, but they completely missed the ball with what Sinestro represents and why he puts that ring on in the first fucking place. Sinestro's a power-hungry, greedy son of a bitch who was tired of the Guardians' ways and shit like that. And I never once got that effect that he used.
You see, he had, like, I don't want to say hatred towards Hal Jordan. It's
Yeah.
he kind of like put his nose down on him
He
type
kind of
thing.
disrespected him because,
Yeah, because he's human.
Abin Sur was his like best friend and shit like that, which is true, whatever. Abin Sur was his best friend, and he can't see anyone else wearing his ring because he was one of the best Green Lanterns.
Yeah, and he was pretty much, I think it was the human race too, because he even said it too. He goes, "Earth will be destroyed," like he doesn't care.
Yeah, well, he said that at the end or whatever. He's like, "Yeah, we'll lose, kind of, but yeah, it'll be worth it if I can kill Parallax, or whatever." It's not that he didn't care about the human race. It's just like, well, hey, to save a galaxy over a whole planet, I'm willing to put the better means over the greater goods or whatever and shit like that.
And it was did they get at least Parallax the look right? It was kind of like a darkness type thing.
Darkness, baby. Darkness, friend. Darkness. Oh, I'm sorry, wrong. Since I've never seen Parallax on screen before, I've only seen them in the books. It's hard to. I mean, no, I can say that right now.
No.
No, they do. Parallax looks. He has a battery core in the middle. I mean, I guess they had like the Guardian in the middle right there, like glowing or whatever. I guess I don't know what they tried to do. I mean, it's like.
Because he punches it, which was a complete bullshit. He punch
Yeah,
Hal
exactly.
Jordan punches him because the sun's pulling him back, and he punches him into the sun. And I'm like, that's it?
Which, by the way, I predicted what to do with Parallax when I first saw the fucking movie. I was just like, well, obviously the Green Lantern ring is like, you can't blow him up with it, so obviously you gotta disintegrate his ass. I bet the best thing you could do is throw him in the sun or some shit like
Yeah.
that, whatever. And then Kilowog gets that training scene where he creates that fake sun with his Green Lantern ring, which, by the way, how cool is that? It's like, yeah, that's how weak and feeble your mind is, Hal Jordan. You couldn't think of something cool like this to create. He created a sun with his Green Lantern ring.
Yeah.
He created a gravitational pull with his ring.
And
That's some badass shit right there, whatever. And as soon as he said he was like, the bigger you are, the gravitational pull is stronger on you, whatever, I was like, well, I have a feeling they're going to throw him in the sun.
yeah. And I love that their poor excuse to comedy when Hal Jordan gets the lantern at his apartment and he starts
Yeah.
doing all these popular catchphrases.
Oh my God, this felt like such a commercial.
Yeah. I was waiting for like Pepsi or Coke products to pop up everywhere.
Did that not feel like a food product placement commercial though, the
Yeah.
way he was saying those lines? I was expecting like Subway or a Pepsi commercial or something like that to pop up there. Or I'm on a Verizon because I saw that a couple times in the movie, so
Yeah, and it's a shame because if they're making Abin Sur like such a badass, I wish you would have showed him more.
Yeah, I was about to say I didn't get to see it. I sure like they like, talking about like, oh, Abin Sur captured him. How'd he do that?
Yeah, I mean, what's the first thing we did? We just get like a voiceover of who did the voiceover?
I think it was Sine
It was
I can't
someone famous because CinemaSins said it sounded like Marlon Brando.
I'm trying to remember who did the voiceover, but I can't remember now. I want to say I think it was for some reason I want to say it was Sinestro at
Was
one
it?
point.
And you just see these three guys in these spacesuits get they move rocks, which they buried fucking Parallax. What the fuck? And
Why would they like Abin Sur captured him? He's like he's stuck him there. Why would Abin Sur catch him there? He should have killed this dude or whatever and shit. And they're talking about, oh, Abin Sur was the only one that could capture him, or whatever. And I'm like, well, I sure didn't get that when I saw this fight scene real quick, whatever, because he beat the shit out of Abin Sur or whatever, so
yeah, and that's how we see it. Then he wakes up and the guys are scared, and they fear pretty much powers him.
Yeah, he
Because
feeds off the power of
it
fear,
was
whatever, so
cool. It was cool when Parallax was attacking the city when he was pretty much sucking people away.
oh yeah, the ending part of it, the ending fight scene, whatever, all that was it was good to watch. I enjoyed
Yeah.
the fight scene that happened here, or whatever. I thought it was pretty. It felt very out of fucking place with the rest of the movie because the rest of the movie felt like it could have been realistic or something like that. And then when I got to that part where he flew Blake Lively out of that warehouse they were in, it looked so fucking cartoony. I was just like, wow, this whole tone of this movie just like dropped like completely. It looks like something straight out of an anime right now.
I mean, you can look at you I mean just go to Marvel movies and look at there. I mean, the love interests aren't shooed in. They're not forcing it down our throats like this one did.
And which is a problem too because I don't want to. I hated saying that in Man of Steel, like, or even with this one, like, people like Carol Ferris and Lois Lane, how the fuck are they forced into this when they are main characters of the central plot?
Yeah.
That is, if you fuck that up, then wow. And you completely had no idea what was going on there.
I mean, look at Thor, look at Captain America. The love, well, the Thor one, the love story is second, I would say second story compared to the main story. But this one just seems like the love story is number one.
The Thor love story for his whoever is Jane is the reason why he wants to be back on Earth protecting it. That's why he wants to protect Earth. But there's that conflict in between that he has to be there in Asgard or whatever. So Jane adds elements to it. The love interest with Captain America. I guess it would depend on which time frame you.
I'll talk. Let's say the first one since that's what we've seen. Yeah.
Yeah, the love interest is there, whatever, because, you know, obviously he's a nerdy kid.
Yeah.
The nerdy dude ain't never had no woman at all, whatever. And the next thing you know, he starts showing a little. She liked him for who he was before he became the soldier. I'm about to call him the Winter Soldier.
That's Bucky.
Yeah, so that, you know, that's his first love. She has it. And plus, they gave her a lot of cool shit to do, personally.
Yeah, and so this one, I mean, even I wouldn't even say in the Throw in the Dark Knight one that they felt forced. Especially that it just kept hammering it in our heads in Dark Knight about fucking Rachel. Rachel.
Dark Knight Rises especially. I didn't get who his love interest was supposed to be in that fucking movie. I was like, wow. In Dark Knight with the whole Rachel thing.
Rachel.
They didn't need her personally because Batman, Rachel is not a fucking character. And fucking
they didn't need Katie Holmes, but...
Yeah, I was going to say, they didn't need Katie Holmes or anybody like that, whatever. I guess in Batman Begins, it felt more natural for the simple fact it was an origin story. And, you know, Katie Holmes is just, she didn't really, like, serve much to the plot except being an inspiration to his whole point of being Batman, I guess, if you will. She kind of motivated him in that part.
But it's just that, you can even go all the way up to fucking Superman Returns with Lois Lane. That was forced.
Yeah.
I mean...
It's kind of sad, actually, whatever, because these are main characters.
Are they not... I mean, is DC not getting good writers for this shit?
Obviously not, because we've seen the writers.
You said it straight up that this seems like a TV shit.
Yeah, exactly. They had TV writers write this, and to me personally, when I first saw it, it felt like it was a TV segment, to be honest with you. And you see Man of Steel, whatever... I'm sorry, David S. Goyer, you can't write Superman. You don't know how to write that whatsoever, because you did some dumb shit in that movie, man.
Goyer, stick the blade.
Yeah, I would give him that, too, whatever. I definitely would give him that.
And, but, like, because DC did Batman, but
did
I think...
Did he write on three Blade movies, or...?
I believe so. I can check that out. If he did, I feel sorry for number three.
Yeah, I know he directed,
I think he directed the third one, didn't he?
Yeah, he directed the third one, too. I don't know. I want to know if he wrote it, though, too, as well.
Writing.
I'll give him credit on the first two if he wrote those.
He wrote he wrote all three.
He directed all three, too, or?
Just the last one. But he wrote Batman. This guy wrote Batman. Or he made the story. He made the story. He didn't write the screenplay. He wrote the story. Story is completely different. Like... You can write a story of any superhero. You're going to get credit for that story, but somebody's got to put that story to a screenplay. Mm-hmm. But he did direct. He directed fucking Blade Trinity and then Unborn.
I think it just got to a point in his career. He said, fuck it. And you know, another thing is, I think he has too many projects going on. He needs to tone that shit down and back a little bit, then focus on the project he works on. I think he handles too many scripts at one point.
Yeah, kind of like me.
Because he has a lot of projects he work on. I think he's juggling too many jars at once or whatever. I think he needs to start turning some shit down, saying, you know what, I like to put my effort into writing this right now.
And you know what, we can also throw it to the directors too. Martin Campbell's a pretty decent director. You know, he's not great. You know, but he's decent.
I don't give much shit to the director on this, though. I thought that as far as the scenes was mashed up together, as far as the pacing and everything, I thought it was fine.
I would say the cartoony ways that Hal Jordan was, when he was normal Hal Jordan.
Yeah.
That I would base that off him, of lack of direction. Because Hal Jordan, just as a character, not the Green Lantern, he came off cartoony.
Yeah, I blame that on the writing, not directing.
Well, I blame it on Reynolds, too, but...
I blame it on writing and acting or whatever. I don't blame that on the director. The director probably should have told him, and turn it down. But at the same time, he did capture some of the, I don't want to say playboy, but the more non-serious type of Hal Jordan or whatever he is.
The first thing we meet him, he's in bed with some woman.
Which doesn't make sense for the first simple fact that he's spewing off all this shit to Blake Lively, and you're like, okay, we're supposed to take you... The opening scene is you kind of being like, you know, kind of a playboy, so why are you being this lovey-dovey bullshit, I'm fearless guy kind of guy? I'm like, what the fuck? You just dropped character in the first 20 minutes of this movie already.
And were they friends in the book, Carol, Hal, and Hector? Were they friends in the books?
I don't know about no... Hector never existed.
Oh, Hector never existed?
What?
He never existed.
No, I'm telling you right now, Parallax is not based off of no fucking Hector or nothing like that.
Okay.
They created that character out of nowhere.
Okay. I just had to ask.
And Carol and him, no, they didn't grow up together or whatever. They worked together and shit, but they didn't fucking grow up together. I guess they thought they'd make the story more deeper, but obviously, the fact that they grew up together is even more sadder that they have no chemistry.
And I didn't like the secondary characters, like J.O. Sanders, who was Carol's dad. I don't like him.
Nobody served a purpose for being there.
Except, I would say, the Lanterns.
Yeah, I'm talking about the human characters, okay. Like, as far as each other's dads and shit like that, whatever. Or, like, I like this, even in the opening scene, whatever, it's like, Hal, why you couldn't get out of the plane? Oh, I see this picture of my father, and I can't control myself. It's like, why the fuck you put that picture there, then?
I know.
That don't make any damn sense, whatever. It's like, he's like, and don't you think, like, someone that grew up around, like, pilot jets and shit like that, don't you think that if he saw his father blow up in a pilot jet action, do you think the first thing he would want to do when he grows up is, I want to do the same thing?
Yeah.
I highly doubt that he would want to do the same thing, whatever, if he saw his father, let alone, and then he has, like, a panic attack by looking at a picture of his father, and it's like, you know, you chose to put that there. If you know you have bad memories of your father and that plane, that horrible accident that happened, why would you put that there then?
Exactly.
It's just weak motivation and character. Like, wow, I can't believe how bad the characters are written here or whatever.
Because you probably might remember this more than I would. How hyped up was it for this movie? Was there a lot of maybe pressure on the studio for doing this movie? Or is it...
No, there was no pressure at all, whatever. Like I said, the movie just felt out of place because nobody was really expecting hype out of it or whatever. Like, I know a lot of people were expecting it was going to be good because we was on a good superhero trend.
Yeah, 2011 was probably the best superhero year.
Well, even before that, though, because remember, you know, 2008 kicked it off.
Yeah, with Iron Man.
Incredible Hulk was decent or whatever. I mean, it wasn't horrible, so it was deep. It was like, okay, this is in the right step here or whatever. And then you had Batman or whatever come out. And then you had, you know, a lot of people would say Watchmen would throw in there. Some people won, whatever. And then, I mean, at that time, there was no bad superhero. So the fact that a Green Lantern was coming, they were just like, okay, they're expanding characters now. We're not seeing the usual ones when, you know, your Batman, Spider-Mans and all that shit, whatever. Now we're expanding. Or X-Men or anything like that. And then we were getting the good X-Men. We were getting the good this and that, whatever. And then you see Green Lantern come out. He was like, people were expecting better. I can tell that. People were expecting something better out of that.
Yeah.
I don't think the studio personally cared to hire these writers on here or whatever because they, like I said, they were all TV writers at the time that didn't know what the hell they were doing.
That's just poor studio choice to get the writers. Get those
DC
writers.
Makes a lot of, well, DC and Warner Bros., they make a lot of bad studio choices on these fucking superhero films I've been noticing lately. They make a lot of bad choices or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't think they care or whatever. They just like, oh, just assign a big actor's name to it and it'll be fine or whatever. Like, let's get this big actor in here and he'll deliver. They don't like taking chances or anything like that. They'll just put the most common safe thing on there or whatever and see if it works. But yet, when it comes to the background effects as far as director or writer, that movie will be fine because it's got this actor in it. It's got this character in it. It'll be fine, whatever. It'll be fine, whatever. But no,
I mean, we both agreed that the CGI was the scenery was beautiful. That's the best thing probably about this movie.
I'll say that I thought the special effects in this movie looked better than Man of Steel for some fact. I could tell what was going on whenever there was a fight scene.
Yes. Very, very well said.
I mean, you would think that this would be the worst CGI, and you would be able to tell what's going on with all the shit of like parallax and the green constructs and shit like that. You would think that would get all jumbled up, but I saw everything that was happening in the movie. I was like, wow, I'm able to follow everything and what's going on here and follow the effects.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was really handled well, whatever, to be honest.
It was, but the writing was all over the place. The, like you said, there was no... I mean, if this is their best character development for Hal Jordan, it was terrible. Because you... I don't think you're supposed to like him, but that didn't come off my way.
Yeah.
And you don't
They dropped the ball by introducing this fucking villain. Like, it was like, oh, I was expecting the Sinestro story, to be honest, when I heard about this movie, when I saw... That Mark Strong's like, yes, we're going to have that. Because they made an animated version of the origin of Green Lantern. It's a movie DC made, and it's really good or whatever. It's pretty much Hal Jordan gets the ring, he meets the Lantern Corps, and he teams up with Sinestro, and he falls. And Sinestro is kind of like, you can tell, like, okay, this dude, you might not want to trust him later on or whatever and shit like that. And then he turns into the Yellow Lantern, and they have this big fight scene between those two, whatever. I was expecting this movie to be that. I saw Hector Hammond and all this shit. I was just like... They're kind of complicating this fucking story here, whatever, by just adding shit in here. First of all, they switched around the origin story of this villain, Parallax, or whatever, which that was already strike number one. It was like, yeah, that's not even as decent as the original version of the story. Because mm-hmm. Parallax is like, he's a pretty badass villain, or whatever. I mean, I think he made like one of the top villains of all times around superhero comics or whatever. Like, he's probably like in the top 50, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And what they did with his story as far as being part of a guardian instead of the actual Hal Jordan or whatever, I was like, yeah, that's already weak.
Yeah. But, you want to know my rating?
What's your rating, man?
I'm going to give this a star, 1.5 stars.
Oh.
I would say the full 1 star is just because Blake Lively is downright gorgeous. And, yeah. The half star is based on the CGI.
Yeah,
it like you said, it was awesome, and the fight scenes. It's so easy to tell what's going on, and that's what you want. Like Avengers did it right, Iron Man does it right. You know, they
Man
do.
Of Steel didn't do it right.
No, you don't know who's who in Man of Steel, but this one you did.
Yeah,
and it's cool and how they did it, and but the writing's like I said, the writing is terrible. I mean, get
Character design looked cool too, though. I give it that as well.
What then?
Character designs on the other Green Lanterns.
Oh yeah, but they only focused on 4 total.
That was 4 total. There was like 2 shots where you get to see like all of them standing in a circle, and there were some characters I recognized like from the books and shit like that. And I thought they got those for you. I was like, I like that. I was saying Spanish, whatever. I was like, oh, that's horrible though. They only shot them for those 1 shot. Maybe because it costs more money. I don't know to have it. Personally, I could see the money going into those parts, whatever, but yet not being on screen for as long as it was, I'd be like, well, where'd the money go to then? Just have them on that 1 shot? I'm like, wow, okay.
I mean, I would not mind seeing... Green Lantern does have like kind of an original origin story that makes an interesting character, but now that...
A family terror story or anything like that. Nobody died in the family or anything like that. They just made up that dad shit in this movie or whatever. So.
Yeah. So now they kind of... DC kind of shot themselves in the foot. If they do a sequel... They're not going to bring back Ryan Reynolds.
And I personally think they should.
Well, he already said he probably won't.
Yeah, that motherfucker's a liar. I'm sorry. I don't know.
He's like too said, good for it.
That's if DC wants him back.
It is, but they right? shot themselves in the foot. This is the same thing with the Hulk. They shot themselves in the foot.
The thing is, though, because I know they want to make a Justice League movie. Now that the Avengers up, they want to make that Justice League movie. And as far as I'm saying, instead of starting all these characters over again, whatever, just make a second one to this movie or whatever and make it cheaper and just get better writing on it, whatever. You have the right elements to make a good Green Lantern movie in this movie. You just didn't know what the fuck to do with them. Mm-hmm. So why don't you sit down and take your time with them, whatever. Or just, hey, keep Ryan Reynolds and throw him into the Justice League movie, see how he interacts well with the others, and just do what they did with the Hulk with him. Is he good enough for his own standalone movie?
Yeah, but it's just this movie's very forgettable, and that's very shit. That's very hard. That's very sad to say for a superhero movie. This is without a doubt, this is worse. This is one of the worst superhero movies.
Yeah,
I can't say it's worse than Man of Steel because that's just an orgy of violence. But
I actually enjoyed this better than Man of Steel, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, at least Ryan Reynolds gave Hal Jordan at least some personality, while Greg or Henry Cavill had
Yeah.
no personality as Superman.
Yeah, exactly.
And with
I thought Robin looked
Mark
better too.
Strong, who I absolutely loved in Kick-Ass, and I loved him in Robin Hood, this guy could be like the ultimate villain.
He's a badass villain. You see
Yeah.
this movie he did with James McAvoy? It's kind of an art house film. Came out last year. It's on DVD now, whatever. It's like the LA Film Festival and shit.
What's it
It's
called?
they got some cool ideas in it.
What's it called, you remember?
I got it on the fucking Blu-ray over there in the corner. I fucking forgot the name of it because he had
I
James
can look it
McAvoy.
up. I can look it up.
I'll send it to you when I get to it. I forgot what it's called. For some reason, I want to say Bullet to the Head, but it's not that shit. That's that Sylvester Stallone shit. But he was a good, he kind of plays like he was set up and shit like that over there, and he plays a good job in that as well.
And
He's like
I
a badass.
do I
He's like a
like
badass.
him. Is it Welcome to the Punch?
Yeah, welcome to the bunch.
Oh, I think that's on Netflix.
Oh, I didn't see it on there. Okay.
I think I could be wrong. I think it is. I remember seeing that picture before.
Yeah, he plays like a badass in that movie.
Oh yeah, I definitely want to watch it because I like Mark Strong as a bad guy, and I wish he would get more roles.
I think he did a. That's why I think they should just because they got all the good elements here. I think that's why they should just keep everything they got here and just continue on with it. You mean you can pick up and make something better, or whatever. Once again,
Now, would
I
you
think.
want to see if they did a sequel or a remake of Green Lantern? Would you rather see it on the planet of Oa or Earth?
Planet of Oa.
Planet of Oa?
Yeah, because Green Lantern Hal Jordan, if they're going to stick with the Hal Jordan story, he doesn't just protect Earth now. He protects pretty much the whole sector of the galaxy of his part or whatever and shit like that. The fact that this Green Lantern was kind of insulting to me at times, whatever, because the fact that this Green Lantern would just leave something like Oa and all that and was like, I don't want no part of that, whatever. I was like, are you fucking crazy? You must be kidding me, whatever. That's not even Hal Jordan, first of all. Second of all, the fact that he's asking human beings, there's a monster coming to destroy the world. What should I do? What the fuck do you mean, what should I do?
Yeah.
Who you have the most powerful weapon in the universe, and you're asking us regular ass humans, what should we do? Hal Jordan was never afraid of whatever the fuck they were trying to make him afraid of in this movie, or they were trying to make him afraid of every goddamn thing. Hal Jordan was afraid of the ring itself, of him having too much power.
I think it was just a responsibility.
Yeah, basically a lack of responsibility.
Because
Shoot,
he
Hal Jordan.
is. Because he said it. I think it was his nephew? Was it his nephew in the bedroom? He said, "I'm a fuck up at things. I'm a damn good pilot."
Yeah, he said that to his nephew.
That's pretty much who. That's not only for Hal Jordan's character, but it's more Ryan Reynolds too. So.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's pretty much his life story, whatever. And that's already not Hal Jordan personally. More Hal Jordan is more what he fears the most, whatever, if you want to say, is if he gets too much power or lets this power, like, why would a human have so much power in the palm of his hands or whatever and shit like that? And he wants to use his power as good. If it goes uncorrupted or anything like that, that's what he fears the most, whatever. I don't know what the fuck they were trying to make him afraid of in this movie. They had so many ideas thrown out what he was afraid of.
They probably just threw that in there. I swear to God, they probably just threw that in there.
Yeah, it's like, oh, he's afraid of his father. He died. And you're like, oh, okay, whatever. He's afraid of letting people down. Oh, okay. He's afraid of responsibility. Oh, okay. It's like, all right, man. God damn. This dude's just a coward. Dude's just a fucking coward. It's like, you get the most powerful weapon in the ring and in the world, and you're still afraid? Come on now.
So what's your rating?
I'm going to give it a stream it.
That's pretty much right, because when was the last time you watched this movie?
A year ago, maybe?
I think I watched it when I got it on Blu-ray. I think that was the only time I watched it, and this is the second time I've watched it in 2 years.
Bought it when it came out, but I just barely opened up the Blu-ray last year.
Yeah, I mean.
I had no intentions of watching it again or whatever. I just wanted to own it because, once again, I'm a huge Green Lantern fan, and I figured this is probably going to be the only Green Lantern movie ever made. I better get it now before they take it off shelves.
To erase it from everybody's memory.
I figured that's what they were going to do and shit, to be honest with you. I was like, I better get this
Come on,
now.
Warner Brothers ain't like Disney. They don't put stuff in a vault.
But you know, Warner Brothers will try to forget some shit.
Yeah.
They will reboot something real quick, whatever, and try to make you forget that that other one existed so quick. So yeah, I would give it a stream, and I thought, I don't mind Ryan Reynolds as Hal Jordan. I don't know. I'm not gonna give it. I think the writing is bad. Whatever. I thought the CG effects look good. The character designs on the Green Lanterns look great, or whatever. Actually, the voice acting was great for the four they had going on there. Guardians are pretty cool. There's a lot of cool stuff in here, but goddamn, they dropped the ball with all that too. Whatever, and it kind of pisses you off. It's like, man, you guys didn't give a fuck.
So
I
you,
just figured I was gonna make money off a superhero film.
So you think they were just trying to make money off the name itself?
Yeah. Didn't realize that the character ain't that popular unless he's with the Justice League.
Yeah, and so you were pretty much, since you were a, is this, you said it's I'm I you said it's your second or what, your second favorite superhero?
Yeah, he probably is. He's like next to Batman to me.
So you were very disappointed in this.
Yeah, I was very disappointed. I fell asleep in the movie. Or whatever. What woke me up was when fucking Stephen Hawking got introduced in the film, and by Stephen Hawking I mean Hector Hammond in a wheelchair. He rolled out or whatever. Me and my brother, we was in the theater. We started laughing hard. People was looking at us like, "Why are they laughing?" It was just like, because it was like they don't give a fuck, man. This is a joke, whatever. He comes out, it's like, "Hi, Hal." On that wheelchair, he's wheeling out, whatever. I was like, "Why is he in a wheelchair?" This don't make any sense, whatever. He's like, "Oh, Hal, Mr." He's like, "Mr. Perfect in everything he does. I guess I can never be like you, but I'll make her like me." And I was like, why is he talking like that? Why does DC always have, like, their characters talk in, like, a weird way? Like, noticed by, like, all the Batman women before the Christopher Nolan run, all the women in the Batman movie, they always talk like they from the 50s and shit, like, "I'm ready for my close-up, mister."
Oh, yeah, I'm just thinking about Michelle Pfeiffer. Yeah, she talks.
She did that. Don't forget Poison Ivy talked like that, too, whatever.
I forget that movie.
Why does DC always make characters in their superhero movies talk in some fucking weird manner of delivering their dialogue? I'm like, why do they do that? That's not even real.
It's terrible.
I'm glad they stopped that shit now, but I thought they was going to reinvent it now with Green Lantern. I was like, why are they doing that with Hector?
Well, you got to think, though, back in the 80s, 90s, that superhero movies were just kind of like cartoonish.
I was going to say, didn't Batman and Robin come out in the early, late 90s?
Yeah, they were all cartoonish. Well, not Tim Burton's. Those were dark. But Batman Robin and Batman Forever were really cartoonish.
Really? You thought the Tim Burton was dark? I thought that was just as fucking cartoony.
The first one? Nah.
Yeah, Batman Returns was definitely fucking cartoon.
I don't like that movie.
I fucking hate that movie. That movie is fucking weird. Oh, that's the best Catwoman ever. Bullshit. Bullshit. Call bullshit like a motherfucker on that. That's bullshit. Not even Catwoman. I don't know what the fuck that bitch was.
I don't know. And that origin story was a joke.
Jesus Christ, whatever. God damn. I can say that about Nolan. He made Catwoman into a joke in that fucking film. I was like, oh, thank God.
It was never even, her name was never even said, Catwoman.
He was scared. He figured if he would have said that one name one time, whatever, some fucking CG cat would have popped out of nowhere, whatever. She would start licking on it and shit and some weird shit like that and whatever. It's like, what the fuck is this? You ready to get in comments, questions?
Yeah, bring it.
This one comes from Andrew. He says, what has been your favorite Marvel film so far?
Avengers.
The Avengers. Assemble.
It's easy. It's Avengers.
Man, how could you... That's like a childhood dream coming to life, you know, watching the Avengers. The Batman vs. Superman, that should be a childhood dream. I'm just a little worried right now, whatever.
You're gonna watch that movie, and if you don't like it, you're gonna, like, go in the fetal position and cry on the floor.
I'll always say I have my Avengers, at least, or whatever. I mean... I was so worried about this film, whatever. I was like, man, they're going to put all my heroes together. I like that. I was like, that's never been done for all my favorite heroes. But I was like, oh my God, they're going to fuck that up.
Actually, I'm going to say it straight up. All the Marvel movies I absolutely love, but Avengers tops everything. Because you go to a movie for a good time, that's what Avengers do. You have a blast the whole fucking movie.
I had a fucking blast watching this movie. Just like watching the setup. My fucking mother called me to take her to go see this movie.
Yeah, I think I saw it four times in the theater.
I think I saw like five or whatever. They even re-released it in L.A. where they had like a little... it was for like $5 and they had like food and drinks and shit like that. You could see it on the screen. I was like, I went to go see that in the middle of the... I was like, yeah. I was like, man, this is just a fun experience or whatever, just seeing that shit come together. When you see little things like the helicarrier from S.H.I.E.L.D. come together, you're just like, oh my God. The fact that it was done right too. That was another plus on it as well.
Yeah, but Marvel movies are. That's what I think. I think you said it earlier that they're just for fun. They know they're gonna make $1 trillion.
They're not trying to make a statement. They're not trying to win an Oscar. They ain't trying to do anything like that. There's just, like, I think people, honestly, some people that don't like them, I think they criticize them too hard. They'd be like, oh, well, there, what was the message? It's like, there's nothing deep about this shit at all.
No. Hey, but every DC ones, it's always deep.
It's always got to have some fucking impact for me. Honestly, I think, personally, I think Dark Knight sometimes gets a little overbearing, whatever messages and shit they have. It's like, all right, man, come on now.
Dark Knight or Dark Knight Rises? Or both? Nope.
Dark Knight. I'm talking about the second one. I'm talking about the second one. That one gets on my nerves sometimes, whatever, with their fucking messages. Whatever. It's like, all right, come on, just beat this up now. They're already over 2 hours plus, whatever, and shit. You kind of suck the fun out of this, or whatever.
Get up the fucking, climb up the wall, Bale, you jackass.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I think that's when he put on his weight for some other movies.
Let's do it without the rope. I looked at that dude and be like, fuck you, I ain't doing it off the road. See how far that drop is?
And I'm not going to lie, if he fucking fell with that rope, that would have killed him.
Yeah, it would have snapped his fucking backpack or whatever, honestly.
And who fucking put the rope up there?
The rope's still attached to him and he like falls from that, whatever, and then just yanks you back, whatever. That would, especially since he was coming off a background, that would have fucked his back up even more.
And who put the rope up top? Who put the rope on top?
Almost like whoever put him in there or whatever is just fucking with him. Like, hey, you can get out of here if you want. Why wouldn't you just climb up the rope?
You're thinking.
Just climb the fucking rope. Why don't you just climb up the rope?
You're thinking, man.
All right, whatever. I don't know. Rope that.
Goyer.
All right. Nick, he says, I don't read a lot of comics, but a couple now and there. But do you guys think the Marvel Cinematic films have been faithful to the comics?
I'm not a big I mean, this is all you.
Oh, then yeah, they do. They get a lot of shit right. I mean, they don't do what they did in Green Lantern. They don't switch up origin stories, that's for sure. But like that origin story I told you about, Parallax doing Hal Jordan, whatever. Doesn't that sound much better?
Yeah.
That does sound more interesting. Doesn't that create more conflict?
It actually is something I want to see now.
Yeah, exactly, whatever. I mean,
is that an animated movie?
Why would you care if it absorbed a guardian in the past, whatever? And my whole thing about that is, okay, why they just didn't kill that thing then, whatever? If they captured it, why don't they just fucking kill it now, whatever?
But I think you said it before that Marvel is perfect for live action and DC is perfect for cartoon.
Yeah.
I think DC, you said it before.
The animation right.
Yeah, and from what I've seen,
Bruce Timm left, so, and he was the one that was pretty much the consultant and all those and all that shit, whatever, so I'm like, oh, okay,
so,
we'll see how that goes, but, yeah, Marvel gets it right, whatever. I mean, even the one I thought they were going to mainly fuck up the most, which is one of my favorite characters, is Thor. I was like, that's not going to translate well on screen. They're going to have to do some major changing around. Fair enough, they didn't have to really do major changing around. They just made it seem like it wasn't cheesy and Shakespearean so much, whatever. They even made it fit with the people in our time frame, and I was like, oh, okay, well, that worked or whatever. I'm actually like I said in my Hercules review, I thought the Hercules movie was going to be Thor. So I was very proud when I saw Thor, and it didn't turn out that bad. I was like, oh, jeez. So, yes, they have been very faithful to the comics. And Roland Winchell replies to that. He says, speaking of the comics, since you read all them, people, and where is the universe leading up? Where is this leading universe leading up to with Guardians of the Galaxy or Thanos? You know, I've talked about this in the past, whatever. Well, first of all, Roland, did you see Thor 2? Because if you did, and you saw the ending credits or whatever, and you would know that they're talking about the Infinity Gauntlet, which is like once he has all these stones, the Infinity Stones, whatever, which is Thanos, whatever, and the Gauntlet, which you saw a couple in the chamber in the first Thor, and then you saw the cube. They were calling all kinds of shit, whatever. You saw the cube in the Avengers. That's one of them. I'm assuming that Guardians of the Galaxy is going to have a couple of them in there because Thanos meets up with them. I don't know if they might have him pop up in the movie or something like that because he pretty much spoiler, he pretty much killed him. But yeah, they're leading up to the Infinity Gauntlet where Thanos gets a hold of all of it, or whatever, and pretty much it's the most powerful weapon in the world, whatever. I mean, it could travel back and it travels through time and shit like that, whatever. And he pretty much destroys planets and worlds and millions of fucking people on Earth or whatever. And I love the art design in the book, that one or whatever, where he's pretty much holding Spider-Man by the neck and shit like that, and the rest of the Avengers are at his feet and shit. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Do you think, could Marvel pay Sony some money to get the use of Spider-Man?
You would think that they would do that or whatever, which they have done it, and Sony keeps turning them down. Because, you know, every studio now, like Sony and Fox, they're trying to set up their own universe. But I'm just like, you guys get your head out your asses, please. Because, you know, Fox is wanting to do...
Then Sony get attached to the movie, then.
What was that?
Then Sony should get attached to the movie.
Yeah, because they're so fucking stupid over there, whatever. Because, you know, Fox, they own X-Men and Fantastic Four, where they're talking about, we're going to have our own universe where the Fantastic Four and X-Men do something together. I'm just like... You guys get your head out your asses or whatever.
That doesn't even seem right. That doesn't seem right.
You just work with the fucking Marvel team over here or whatever and shit. Or even with Spider-Man, they're like, we're trying to create the Sinister Six universe, whatever. I'm like, oh my God.
No, if so, this, I think by the time Thanos is Avengers 3, you're going to guarantee that movies probably, that might make the most money of all time.
Which one? Two or three?
Avengers 3.
Okay.
And you don't think Sony wants to get on that?
Yeah, because they're not going to get all the money, that's why. Well, it's going to go straight to Marvel, that's why they don't want to do it. I can understand why they don't want to do it from a business perspective, because they're only going to get a percentage.
Yeah, I understand. I understand that, but...
Yeah, they don't just want a percentage like Fox or Sony or whatever. Fox or Sony wants the whole
cut. Okay, then do it like this. When's Spider-Man 3 supposed to come out?
New one?
Yeah.
Oh,
would it be after Avengers or before Avengers 3?
It's going to be 2016, if I'm not mistaken. It's going to be after Avengers 2.
Okay, so I was going to say, if they release 3 after Avengers, tie in Spider-Man 3 with Avengers.
They're already green-lighted Avengers, Spider-Man 3 and 4.
Okay,
and
they're
talking about the third one might be a spin-off for the Sinister Six.
Okay.
So as you can see, that Spider-Man and Sony and Fox, they've already greenlighted their own universe ideas. So if you guys are thinking like, oh, they can have this idea now with the event, that idea has been thrown out the fucking window now. There's possibly no way of that ever happening now, since they didn't already greenlit these own universes in their own world. I'm just like, nobody give a fuck about them universes. Okay, that's just stupid. Which I understand once again from a business perspective. It's like, oh well. We can make this much money from doing our own universe, or we can just get a fucking small percentage out of just joining up with you guys. Nah, that's okay. We'll just make our own universe. But
well,
at the same time,
I'm with you. I can see it from a business standpoint, but from a
fan
point, yeah. Sony's really can drop the ball, and it could really help with, if they really want to push that Garfield's awesome to Spider-Man. Which he's not.
I don't see personally. I don't really see Garfield teaming up with any of these Avengers members. So
they're probably gonna look at him like, "What?"
I personally don't want to see that. I know everybody else is like, "I want to see that team." I'm like, "No, I don't. Shit, I don't see this Garfield."
Well, then Avengers creates another Spider-Man called Arachnid or something like that.
Spring Spider-Woman in or something like that. I prefer that or whatever at this point. Whatever. Actually, you keep saying Sony or whatever. Sony only has that one character though. I think Fox has more to gain out of it with the X-Men and Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
They've done more with the Avengers than Spider-Man has.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, and they joined the Avengers quicker than...
Yeah, but you got to think, look at Disney, Fox, Sony. They all got, they all want to be the best, and I don't see them...
They already know who's the best, and that's Disney. They're the one bringing them $2 billion a year. Yeah,
you're right.
And another thing is... if anything would fit more with the Avengers, it'd be definitely the Fantastic Four, because they got all that space and cosmic shit going on with, like, so-called Silver Surfer, Galactus and all that shit, whatever, and shit. That's the shit you want to see, whatever. So as far as people talk about, I want to see Spider-Man. Fuck Spider-Man. You don't have the villains, whatever. I want to see the Fantastic Four. That's the one where all that shit is going to be introduced as far as up in the antics or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
would be my scene Avengers versus X-Men, but, you know.
That'd be bad.
That road down the road or whatever. Right now, I'm more focused on this Infinity Gauntlet story or whatever, because that is, like, one of my favorite stories in the Marvel books, and I see where this is leading up to or whatever. I hope it goes that way. Ultron's probably going to be a badass, too, to deal with, though, because that motherfucker does not die. Next comment comes from the last one I'm going to read. It comes from Stacy. Stacy. She says, sorry to feel that you lost the wars of film set. Okay, we don't need to talk about that. Next comment. No, I was playing. She says, what the hell is film sack in the first place?
We don't know.
They're your 2013 podcast award winners. That's what they are.
We don't know. I think we've done more shows on Throwback Tuesday than they've done probably in all last year.
Yeah, that could be true. Although they have 180-something shows now, so.
We're on our way.
About stuff, I don't know what, though, but, you know, hey, whatever. God damn, I gotta fucking find a way to hack this site. Anyway, I'm gonna leave that up. Anyway, what's your favorite Avenger member, guys? P.S. Are you going to the Golden Globes, TPO? If so, I think you should take me. Hee hee. Did you see that? She's a little hoochie, huh? No, little golden. Hey, but you could be a hoochie because you look good, though. Anyway. No, I'm not going to the Golden Globes. I'm going to the SAG Award because, like Lehu told me earlier, yesterday or whatever, I have no choice. No, I'm just
like, he's forcing you to go.
Yeah, exactly. They're forcing me to go, whatever. Then I'm like, oh, the son of a bitch, P1 does not show up to his own. Okay, well, you know, there's other people that want to be here, you know.
They can take your card away.
Exactly, yeah. That's nothing. I'm joking. They're not forcing me out there. They're going to hear this and be like, hey, motherfucker, huh? Okay. You speaking bad publicity, you know? So, no, I'll be going to SAG, but I ain't going to go in Globes, whatever. And favorite Avenger member, guys? What's yours?
As in, like, the move from the movie franchise?
Yeah, it could be in I would, say,
so I would say I'm going off movie franchise. I would say Iron Man.
If I gotta go with movie franchise, I'd go definitely with Iron Man. I mean, in the movie, man, he was bad. Do you just remember the scene where they were fighting the aliens or whatever, and he was just flying around, then he landed by Captain America and he shot at Cap's shield, and then
yeah.
Collected it off, and then he flew off and then just blew up somewhere. I was just like, this son of a bitch is just
That is why Marvel gets it right.
That was fun as fuck, dude. I had such a thrill watching. I was like, I want the fight to be over, but I was like, I don't never want it to end, though. I'm having so much fun here, whatever, and shit.
I seriously would have sat there for Wolf of Wall Street hours watching
you
Avengers.
Know what? I would have, too. Personally, I would have, too, there, because it was just, like, a lot of people was like, oh, it's just another alien invasion and fun, but I was like, that's the best way you're going to get the best out of each of these characters or whatever. When fucking Captain America looks at Hulk and say, Hulk, smash, and that motherfucker just runs up, I was just like, oh, what? I got such a nerd boner that day. I was like, oh, my God. Such a badass move. Hawkeye was doing his thing, whatever, fucking shooting arrows backwards and shit, calling out plays for Stark and all that, and then Thor smashing goddamn the big ass worm things, whatever. That was badass as fuck.
Yeah. I seriously cannot wait for fucking Avengers 2. Why does it gotta be 2015?
Yeah, it's too long, man. It's really too long, whatever. I wanna know if somebody's gonna die, bro. I'm curious. I just wanna know if somebody's gonna die.
Are they staying true to the comic, aren't they? Or are they going in their own path?
That's the thing, though, because Ultron's in a lot of the fucking comics. I mean, he has a whole series, Age of Ultron and shit, whatever. So, I mean, they would have to do, like, I don't know how much they're going to put in there or whatever, but they would have to put a lot in there. And I don't know who they're going to kill, personally.
Who dies in the comics?
I'm not telling you that, man.
Oh, fuck you, man.
I'm not telling you that. You know what? Go on Netflix, and there's a movie on there of the Avengers' children.
Okay.
Young Avengers or whatever. It's not that great or whatever. It's decent, though. Like, it's funny to see what the children would be like and shit like that. Ultron is still alive. And the only person that's still alive in the original Avengers, because Ultron killed everybody, the only person that's still alive in the original Avengers is Iron Man. And you got the Hulk is, too, but he ran away.
Uh-huh. Yeah, is it is it next Avengers Heroes of Tomorrow?
Yeah, some shit like that.
Okay.
interested to see some shit like that, whatever. It was cool to see somewhat or whatever. I thought it was interesting. Now I agree, whatever. But if I had to go outside of the comics, I mean, the movie, it'd be Black Panther.
Are they going to throw that in there?
I hope so. Black Panther, if you watch the book, if you read the books and watch the shows, he's like, he outsmarts all of them all the time and shit. Agile, quick, strong, smart. I was like, man, he's like the perfect black guy. He's like the perfect black guy. He's like Obama. Who would have thought they'd have got a black character right, huh, Steel? Thank you, DC.
Wait, Steel was a DC character?
Yes, he was.
Oh, my God.
Don't ever tell me there's no black superheroes, because he was one of the first ones to start this train off, and look how that went.
Oh, I seriously am, like, in shock, because Shaq? Really?
Yeah. That's just typical Hollywood. Hey, what's the biggest black man we could find? There you go. Get him in there, whatever. And you get a black woman to play Catwoman, and look how that worked out, too. It's like, oh, okay, well, these are pretty fucking horrible, to be honest. Whatever, Steel and Catwoman, they're gonna be the worst two superhero films of all time.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Oh, just, you know, you got me pumped. I want to watch some Avengers now. Whatever. So I want to watch that real quick. But anyway, people, that's been another edition of Throwback Tuesday, episode 33. Of course, I'm the host of Phenomenal, WeSportsPodcast.com,
Z, TheFanCritic.com,
and we will catch you bastards later, or next time, actually.
Later.
Later, bastards. You bastards. You bastards.
You bastards.
There you go.
You gotta say it like Hector Hammond.
Hector. You bastards.